this episode of American Chopper.
Get the bike done.
Oh, it's me!
Deadlines, delays, and disagreements.
It's Bandit!
Strike a familiar chord.
You can't see.
I can see.
As the OCC crew struggles to complete their musically themed dream machine.
At this rate, I'll be lucky to have it done by Christmas.
But setbacks.
Duh.
Stress.
I think you're wrong.
And sibling rivalry get in the way. And leave Mikey singing the blues.
Life around here sucks.
The fights.
Make it.
You make it.
The frenzy.
Get out of my office.
Get out of my office.
The family.
Hi, Danny boy.
On this episode of American Chopper.
I run the shop. All right. I'm responsible.
All right.
Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah.
If someone don't like it, there's the door.
All right.
And if they can't find it, I'll find it for them.
Mikey's been working on this here blues bike for about a week now. And really, this bike could have been finished if you would have got a little bit more help from Paulie.
At this point, I'm done waiting for my brother. We're supposed to be getting the taillights today. And hopefully, if everything goes right, we'll get everything finished up and out the paint. We really should have been done yesterday, but with the taillights being late and Paulie checking out every 5 minutes to God knows where, we're running behind schedule. I got the taillights. They're a little big.
Where are you looking to put them?
My father and Michael ordered these taillights that you see on an old Cadillac.
I think if you keep them that wide, they're going to look better, don't you?
Easier to mount.
But the problem is, nobody knew how or where we were going to mount these taillights. And to be honest with you, this late in the game, I don't even know if there's enough time to be able to do what they want.
I like them there, maybe lower. Try them lower.
I see, what are you going to do with the wires then?
You have to actually...
I like them like this.
You like them on the fender, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
that's huge. Yeah, but listen to me for 1 second.
Where would you put it on the fender?
Okay. I would take a piece of 3-inch pipe, okay, that either this could slide in or all right, and I'd cut it right a sleeve right into the fender here on both sides, and then just attach that flat right
to
the fender.
You're going to put them like this?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I don't like them like that.
You know what kills me? When Paulie's building his bike, he's always adding and changing stuff right up to the last minute. But for some reason, you know, he acts like putting these taillights on Mikey's bike is like a big problem.
No, because the wire's going to have to pass the edge of the tire.
Yeah, but so
what? Put your fingers
you
in there.
You can tape it at that point. But if you want my opinion, I think he's looking to do it the easiest way possible, no matter how bad it looks.
You know, I may be able to do something with a plate and run that chrome wire cover, you know, like the old, looking wire cover.
No.
Listen. Who's building the bike?
I don't really care. You're not doing that.
All right.
I don't really care.
Can you take over? You finish.
You're not sidestepping.
I'm not sidestepping.
Yeah, you're not.
I think that would be fine.
No. You know what? This will work fine.
Make it.
Listen. You make it. You make it. You're not doing that.
Listen. It'll work fine.
Yeah, it will. Listen. I'm telling you right now, he's not doing that because I'll rip it right off the bike, guaranteed.
Well, maybe. Oh, wait. Just explain to me what you want to do.
You could here. Let me just.
Nobody's explaining.
I'm going to show you something,
you're
okay?
Gonna start
here.
Arguing,
come here.
Be it.
It's not going to be no arguing. It's going to be my way.
Or the highway.
That's right.
I think my father's starting to get fed up with Paulie's whole attitude towards my bike. And with these taillights, he wasn't going to take no for an answer. Basically, he made Paulie fabricate the mounts the way we wanted them.
So clean all these up. I'm going to start mounting the taillights.
Paulo, what do you think of that, huh?
So basically, we took 3-inch pipe, fabricated 2 elbow pieces that we're going to mount on the side of the rear fender to hold the taillights.
Up and down, you're close.
Do You know, I don't know what Paulie's problem is here. Between me and him, it only took 2 hours to get it done.
Put that level across the top of it.
And I really think they're going to give the bike a unique style.
All right, break it down and get everything over to Justin's. When Mikey started this project, I made it perfectly clear that this project had to be done in time for Laconia. I know his brother dragged his feet and whatnot, but that's not an excuse. A deadline's a deadline. There's really not that much time left to get this bike painted and assembled.
Now you got a unicycle.
And if it means that Paulie and Michael are going to have to sleep here to get this done, then that's the way it's going to have to be. Because this bike's going to Laconia, no ifs, ands, or buts. Since Mikey and Paul, you kind of got that bike that they've been working on built, I just figured it was a good idea, you know, take a little time and do a little fishing. Where are you at? Right, this is you right here? Oh, that's cool.
That you've been on this boat before. Jeez.
Was I on this boat?
Yeah, you were on the boat.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Sit down, Dad.
We've probably been fishing about 100 times, but every time we go, you would think it's my father's first time on a boat.
You got enough poles, Harry?
Yeah, he's got enough poles.
Where you see him? I don't see him.
Me neither, Dad. They're nowhere to be found.
Sitting up here with Harry.
We've known Harry for quite a few years, and he loves fishing and he loves chasing striper. He's one of the best fishermen in the area, so we were happy to be able to go out in a boat with him.
When it comes to fishing, I don't know much.
Don't let it hit the water.
Well, get it out of the water.
They always used to leave me at home when they went fishing, and they finally brought me along.
Mike, stop slapping the worm in the water.
Not slapping the worm. I had it tied up front. Stop.
Come on. So I really feel great about being included a bit.
It's supposed to be relaxing.
It's not relaxing. It's abusive.
Let me see the pole. As soon as you feel a nibble, pull him up.
Down. Pull up, reel down on him.
Get him good.
Yeah.
All right.
Paulie's got one.
Got something.
Get the net.
Yeah, he's a decker.
Ooh. Here we go. Come on, baby.
I'll buy that for
first
a dollar.
First catch, yeah. I'd break the ice, right?
Yeah.
My turn.
Yeah, he's small, but he's nice.
Here you go. You got him, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Stay
hold on.
Hold on. Let him go.
No.
What do you want? Get off my pole.
I'm going to throw you right in the water in about 2 minutes.
That's a good size bass.
Yeah, Mikey.
Woohoo! Oh, I got a good one.
All right, we got another one on here. Now we're talking.
Oh, he's nice.
I got another one.
Oh, look at that bear. Yeah, baby.
Woo! Double header.
This is great, man.
Yes!
How come I can't catch a damn fish? Starting to get aggravated, Harry.
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, great. There we go, baby.
Oh, now we're talking.
Okay, here comes Lush.
Oh, geez, that's a bait fish. Just put it back in.
You know, it's always great to catch fish.
Grab my lip, you big wussy.
Even if they're small fish. But it was a great day. You know, I got to spend some time with my two sons.
Oh, man, look at this monster.
Holy s***.
I think we got a record.
We never get the opportunity to really do this, so it was really good.
She's a beaut, Clark.
Hey, Vin, we got a better helmet than this?
The tins from Mikey's bike are still at Justin's, so there's really not that much to do on his bike. So today, we're basically going to work on some customers' bikes that need to get done.
You're going to chip the paint by doing that.
Go do something.
I am doing something. Watch out.
For crying out loud. Don't you gotta yell at someone on the phone?
Cut through it first.
Okay.
All right, bigger hammer. Get a bigger hammer. Can't do that too many times before she pops.
Dad. You know, you never know with my father. It's broke already. It's broke.
Bended.
One day he throws his size 12s up on the desk and he does nothing. The next day he's putting his nose where it doesn't belong. But I've learned that there's just no change in him.
Pull the bell right out.
Oh, good, good.
I'll be back.
You may be riding the biggest, baddest bike in town, but next to 18-wheelers, SUVs, and other cars, you're tiny.
Well, today I'm taking a motorcycle safety course.
So whatever you do, ride smart.
So I can pretty much get my bearings on how to ride a motorcycle.
Alcohol and bikes. They don't mix.
Well, the first half of the day we watched a bunch of cheesy videos on safety.
Are we having fun yet? Wait, there's more. We're talking about having to come up...
Everybody hates those, but you gotta do them. Those are very crucial to being safe on the road.
Ride straight.
To be totally honest, I was very surprised at how much information I got from these videos, even though they were a little bit corny.
All right, Sam.
What do we got?
Kind of looked at these. I kind of like the plain one the best, you know?
Okay.
You see how you got that line there?
Yeah.
You know, ever since we started Orange County Choppers, there's always been a certain amount of confusion about where we're located. I really want the New York to stick out. A lot of people think that we're from Orange County, California. So I figured if I got a big-ass tattoo on my arm, there would be no doubt that we're from Orange County, New York.
Another piece of bare canvas bites the dust.
I'd rather do this than go to the dentist, to be honest.
I'm with you there, man.
What's the friction zone? What do you think good riding posture would be? Why would I roll on the throttle? Which one of those pictures is correct?
When you hear that, when you're in a dentist's office, it's like, oh.
It's all over. Give me the gas, give me my shots.
Yeah, exactly.
Just numb me up a little.
Take a quick 5-minute break, and then we'll devour this written test.
Okay, my man, you ready?
Let's rock.
I really didn't do too good in school, but getting this license is pretty important to me, and I really don't want to let anybody down, especially my dad.
Okay, we got the outline done.
Can I leave the room?
Nah, stay right here.
I saw you squeezing the hand there. I thought you were going numb.
I'm all right.
I got 90 to me.
Oh, sweet.
You can lose up to 20 penalty points on this test and still be successful and pass. Everybody good to go? Whenever you're ready.
Baxter, don't fail me now.
Just kind of like glance that yellow line. That would be like hitting a curb almost. Throwing the knee out doesn't help anything.
I didn't expect that blue.
That okay?
Yeah, I like it.
Good. Be hard for me to change it now.
Eyes up.
Sorry. Oh, sorry about that. Well, I just took the test, and I think I did pretty bad.
Come on in, sir. Have a seat.
Sure thing.
How do you think you did?
Bad.
Okay. You didn't do bad, but we agree with that.
Yeah?
You'll have to come back and do another one for us.
I will.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just failed the course. I passed the written, but I did fail the obstacle course.
What do you think?
I think it looks good.
It's good, right?
I got a biased opinion, but I think it looks good.
No, it's good.
He's happy. I'm happy.
It's colorful.
Yeah. Well, that's what we wanted.
Yeah. Cool.
They taught me a lot, and I'm going to ride my bike anyways, you know, in defiance of the law, but ashamed of myself and humiliation to my family.
Morning.
What's up, Justin?
Morning.
What's up, Ralph?
What's going on, guys?
You're right on that second lift there, guys.
Cool.
You know, I was pretty bummed out about the way my motorcycle test turned out.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
But I kind of put it all behind me when Justin showed up with the frame. How the tin's coming along.
Great. Great. Yeah, things are going to look awesome together.
Now that it's here, we can actually start assembling the bike.
All right, we're going to get back there and get going on this.
All right, thanks a lot.
See you guys later.
But I'm going to need a little help with that.
Hey. Yo, let's stop dicking around, all right? Prima donna over there. He wants, you know, everybody,
I need a mechanic.
Everybody to hand him everything,
listen.
Part, everything. He wants everything done for him.
I know.
Go downstairs with him, get the motor and the transmission, and throw the motor and the transmission in there instead of waiting around for somebody else to do something.
I'm not waiting around for someone else. So I'm waiting to get an idea as to what I'm doing.
Where is he now? What is he doing?
I don't know.
Looking at his email?
I don't know. That's
listen
a personal problem
listen
between
to me.
You and him.
Go, that ain't no personal problem. Get the bike done. Go downstairs. Go down there. Go down there now. Get the motor and the transmission
motor
and bring it
tranny.
Up.
Motor and
go down there now and bring it down. Bring it up.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You know, I pretty much had my fill of Paulie dragging his feet in his project. I've just had it. But, you know, Mikey's got to take control of the situation and get this damn bike done.
Paul?
What?
Professional opinion on grips?
Just grab a cart, no?
I want something that's a nice, comfortable grip. What's the nicest grip you got?
Building a bike, I'm building a bike.
We need a stop that I can modify.
Do we have a really big headlight? We need front blinkers, don't we?
We need a stator kit, too. You got that? Where's your grease packer?
Anything else you can think of, Christian? How do you pack grease? I'm serious. I want to learn these things. Once we started actually assembling the bike, Christian jumped right in and started helping out.
Tranny plate. Tranny plate bolts.
And let me tell you, that really saved our ass. Because he's built so many bikes, you know, that he could probably build them blindfolded if he wanted to.
There she goes. I think Mikey's bike could turn out really cool, you know?
All right, what now, Christian?
You can get the motor loose out of the crate. He seems really eager to learn this stuff. I mean, he's not quite ready to be a master mechanic.
I got sweat in my eyes.
But he does seem to pick up things pretty quick.
If I don't get this motor out, we don't have a bike. Christian, how do you usually get to these back bolts?
Mike, figure it out.
If I had to figure everything out on my own, we'd never get this bike done.
Oh, geez.
I've had to figure out everything on my own, and we might not get the bike done because of it.
Figure it out!
Life around here sucks. You know, I'm feeling a lot of pressure to get this bike finished, but Paulie keeps acting like it's no big deal. And I'm stressed out enough as it is without him making fun of me and blowing me off. That's what I like to do.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you. The difference between working with Christian and my brother is like night and day.
All right, Mikey. Ready?
All right, we're going to mount this pig.
Bring her over, sunshine.
Just like this?
You got her, Mikey? That's it, Mikey. Jeez, done that before?
I mean, Christian took the time to actually show me things and explain how things work.
Okay. That's what put pressure on the clutch.
Yep, exactly. The stator.
Okay.
This is your clutch spring. You pop it on in here.
And that's all I really wanted out of this whole project was just to learn something. And, you know, to have a kick-ass bike also.
Just need like a big, big flathead.
Where'd Paulie go? Mike. Mike, where's Paulie?
I don't know, Dad. I don't care. I got Christian.
That's why shit's getting done.
Hell yeah, and I'm learning. Learning.
You know, thanks to a lot of hard work from Christian, Mikey's bike is coming out a lot better than I thought it would. And a lot quicker, too.
But then we ran into a major problem with the seat.
Hey, this picture that the guy's stitching on, is it of me and my father or just my father? Just my father?
No. What the...
Yeah.
How did that happen?
All right, don't, It
what
was.
Hell.
He said he only got one picture and it's a picture of you.
From who?
Who sent it to you?
Originally, Mikey, he wanted to have a picture of me and him, kind of looking like the Blues Brothers, stitching to the seat.
But you got it from us, right? You got it emailed to you from us?
But somehow, the picture that got sent, it only had me in it.
All right, thank you. He's going to call us back.
You know what? It's like anything that I don't handle gets done like that.
Pop, we sent him, I thought we sent him one picture. I thought we sent him one picture.
Follow up on the thing.
Sent him one picture of just you. I'm getting out of your office. Stay out of my office. Stay in here.
Get out. So now there's just a picture of me on the seat, and I think it's going to look ridiculous.
Well, now I got a picture of my father's face on my seat.
Why would he even do something like that, though? Why would he do something like that?
It's the Blues Brothers theme, you know?
A single... just
Brothers, plural.
Right, right. So why would you put just one picture?
I don't know.
That's stupid, Mike. It's just stupid.
Who the hell sent him a picture of just you?
How are you going to look like an idiot on that bike?
Oh, it's me.
It's not me.
Well, what the f*** am I going to do? I got you yelling in the
background.
You're
going to have a picture of your daddy on your seat.
I got the guy on the phone and he's telling me what he wants me to do. I don't know what you
want. You want a picture of me on your bike?
I don't give a s***. You know what? Every time I get on it, I'll fart. Okay, how's that?
I just wish this was you.
Felt good. I don't care. You know what? I'll have a picture of you on there. You know, it'll be a Blues Brother. That'd be great. You know, you don't even have a brother. That's even better.
You're going to have a picture of your daddy on your seat.
It's the Blues Brothers. That's the whole theme, you know? We got a Blues Brother, and it's one picture of dad. I feel like crying. I do. I don't even want to think about it right now. I want to put on this Primo belt drive.
You know what you should have done? Should have just had him stitch like old school scroll work into the seats.
You know what? As soon as we get, we'll use a stock one, and I'll draw.
I think if you keep opening your mouth, you're going to get, the only stitches are going to be in your head.
What?
That's what I think.
Take him out, Mike. Take
I'm
him out.
Take it.
Don't even bring it
you
here,
want
pal.
The club, old man?
Don't
club.
Even bring it over here.
Want the club?
You don't.
Give him the club.
Lost a couple pounds the other day.
Yeah.
I'm What's feeling that, feisty. Man,
right? I'm telling you, you're going to get it.
Ooh. Wow. Coming up.
Watch his tattoo.
Oh, your tattoo.
Oh, ow.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of here.
Now get back in that office.
All right.
When that seat gets here, we're going to light it on fire. All right? That'll be fun.
That's a good idea, Mike.
All right. I wasn't too happy with the screw-up with the seat, but what are you going to do? There's no time to have it restitched. I'm just going to have to put a stock seat on it. I think it sucks. Good technique.
And there's your brake lever, Mike.
That's my brake lever.
You find any electrical tape, Mikey? Oh, sweet.
Yes. I'm a go-getter.
Nice work, Mike.
Thanks. I'm a mechanic now. I found electrical tape. Today we got the motor set in. We got the belt drive on. We got the foot pegs on. And we got the triple trees mounted. Really, we got more done than I thought we would. And I think that's really because how much Christian helped me. I mean, we just blasted through assembly.
Oh, Mike, I guess we've done all we can do until we get the oil tank.
All right.
That's pretty much it, man.
As long as we don't have any major problems, there's no reason why we shouldn't have this finished on time. I'm pretty pumped up. Yesterday was the best day on this project, and today started off even better.
You can't wait to see these, can you?
Oh, man. Because I finally got the custom wheels and rotors that I special ordered for the bike.
This thing's sweet, dude.
You know, I took a lot of flack because I wanted some gold on the bike.
That is awesome.
But everything about these wheels says the Blues.
Oh, look at that pig, man.
know, when you first look at the wheels Mikey ordered, you think the rims are just blue.
Boy, they look good.
But when you look a little closer, you see all this detail with all musical notes and piano keys and everything.
He covered every square inch of them things.
I can't believe it.
And it's just one of them things you might miss if you don't get a hard look at the bike.
We also got the exhaust pipes today.
That's got your name written all over it, don't it?
And the handlebars and the oil tank. It almost felt like it was my birthday.
Tell you what, Mikey, that's gonna look hot, bro.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Because I was opening these boxes almost as if they were presents.
Think you got it, Mikey?
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
I like wiring.
Yeah?
Oh, it's cool fishing them through and stuff.
You know, me and Mikey hang out once in a while, and we always seem to have a pretty good time.
Want to pull this baby through for me?
Yeah. And even though there's a serious deadline with this bike, we still have a lot of fun when we work together.
Pull her through, Mikey.
Pull her through!
Keep going, bud. Whenever she stops, that's it.
You know, I learned a lot working with Vinny.
Ah, you're a genius.
An absolute genius, Vince. He kind of gave me a crash course on how to wire a bike the right way.
Pull her through, baby.
And all the things you need to pay attention to get one of these beasts on the road.
You can actually see where it's getting hooked.
This is going to let me know that that's our brake wires. It's the only one that's going to be connected like that.
When you're wiring, you always do extra.
Extra.
Just like electric.
Cut it off, exactly.
So it goes up here?
You put one on the bottom and one goes on the top.
Oh, okay. You know, the past couple of days, I feel like everybody around the shop here has kind of been like my big brother. Except for my big brother.
How's it going, Mike?
The mad scramble. I hope you're comfortable. You have the proper elevation in your feet.
Absolutely.
Good, good. You know, they've all kind of taken me under their wing to show me the ropes of building my own bike.
It's beautiful, man.
And I really appreciate it because there's no way I could get this bike done without everybody's help.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
Today, we pretty much finished all the wiring on the bike.
That'll be a good spot.
We got the belt drive on, and Cody got the handlebars mounted. So we're moving along pretty good at this point.
Tell you what, Mikey, it's going to look hot, bro.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Cool, let's get cracking. I think I'm going to start putting the exhaust on.
We pretty much run out of time on this bike, and come hell or high water, we got to get this bike finished, or else my old man's just going to freak out. And I don't even think I can handle that.
This one's tough, sucker.
She's going in.
Sorry to cooperate.
What do you think of the exhaust?
It's nice, isn't it?
I love it.
I tell you what, it's really nice.
That overlap does it, man.
It looks great. Mm.
All right, don't just stand there. Get the damn bike done.
You know, I think if Mikey knew a little bit more about building bikes, things would go a lot faster. But the truth of the matter is, he's just learning, and he gets distracted very easily. Once Paulie and Nick got the rear wheel mounted and all torqued up, we ran into a big problem. Basically, it was sticking and it wouldn't turn, and we couldn't figure out why. So they had to take it completely off, and we had to see if we could fix it. You know, the last thing we needed today was a problem. And in order to get the rear wheel to function properly, we had to go and replace the bearings.
See, they shouldn't come out that easy.
And then we had to go and cut a whole new spacer for the rear axle.
Check it out.
Nope. And once we put the wheel all back together, it still didn't work.
What do you think?
Don't sweat it, Mikey. We'll just keep moving on everything we can get finished, and we'll work it out later.
You couldn't have done this sweeter, dude. Another wonderful job, man.
Incredible.
You're the man, Justin.
Well, when Justin showed up today with the tins, I couldn't have been happier. Those fenders are cat's ass. I had him do some murals of the blues, like the one I had him do of Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil at the crossroads. And I just couldn't wait to see what this bike would look like put together. After we put the tank on, I could tell something was wrong. And I could just see it on Paulie's face.
What's up?
Got a serious problem.
Why?
Holy mackerel. This is a big deal, Mike.
What? What?
There's no petcock in the tank. You know, after all the switching back and forth of gas tanks, I somehow forgot to install a petcock on the one that we were using. And you know, that's a big deal, because without it, you can't get gas into the engine.
I was pretty shocked about the problem with the petcock. It kind of bothered me because everything was going wrong with the wheel. And so, you know, it kind of bothered me, but I think it was a bit more embarrassing for my brother than anything. So I let it slide altogether, you know what I mean? Everybody makes mistakes.
I swear, it's the same old story every time. Paulie diddle-daddles around, then these mistakes and problems happen, and there's just no time to fix them. I mean, we got a tank without a petcock and a rear wheel that doesn't work. And everybody's standing around waiting for Mikey to decide what to do.
What do you think, Mike?
I think this sucks. You know? What are you going to do? At this point, it's laughable.
It's what?
It's laughable.
This really sucks.
What are you going to do? You know what this...
You know what? If you just want to get the damn thing going, put 60-spoke regular wheels on there and be done with it. You guys are beating your brains out over here, you know? And again, we got no time. You know what I'm saying? Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Does the front wheel work?
On what?
Does the front wheel...
I'm not using the original front wheel without the rear wheel. It just won't work with any other rear wheel.
I think you're wrong,
you know what I mean? I think you're wrong, okay, mister?
Listen, people mix match wheels all the time. It's not an uncommon thing. At least you'll have that look in the front there. Put that gold thing in there. Show off what you got.
I got half.
Who cares?
I got 1 foot in the bank vault and the other one's sitting in a pile of.
I have 1 foot in your ass in about 2 seconds.
Ah, try me.
Let me tell you something. If I didn't get involved, they would have stayed there all day long staring at that bike and nothing would have got done.
Bring it over here, Mikey.
Mama!
Is it Mike?
Yeah, what's up, Mom?
Hey, what how long are you going to be there?
We're trying to finish up my bike. It's going to be a little while.
All right, I want to stop by and take a look at it.
All right, Mama, come on down.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye, Mom.
Gonna put the front wheel on.
Use the black side.
Once we all got an earful from my dad, we really put it in overdrive as far as getting everything on the bike.
It's good to got your ratchet. It'd be a little easier on those forearms, huh?
Even though I did have to make a couple compromises with things like the rear wheel, after we got past that, everything seemed to come together pretty easily. Milwaukee Iron did a great job on this fender. Mikey, bring that fender over. He's a big fender. No, you can carry the fender yourself. Turn around, carry it.
I know I can, you jerk.
You got a leather jacket here, Pop? I want to look like a badass.
Mikey.
Yeah?
What is that cat supposed to symbol?
It's Tommy the Cat.
How does that coincide with...
That's Tom Waits' somewhat nickname. Tom Waits is not really a blues musician, but he's kind of... He's got a real, like, depressing, downtrodden, drink-yourself-to-death type sound. You ever hear of him?
No. These lights look great, don't they? Whoa!
Whoa!
Wait a second.
That's yeah, cool. Those things are blinding,
you gotta work
right?
With the brake lights?
Yeah, they said it was either brake light turn signals, he wanted brake lights.
Down with her, Mike.
Down with her.
That's awesome.
Here's the Cadu, Mike.
That's the Cadu, baby.
It's a good color, too, Mikey.
Yeah. The headlight looks good, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your choice right here, Mikey, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
Let's roll it, Mikey.
She's a cruiser.
Yeah, she is a cruiser, man.
Wow, it looks good on the ground.
When the bike came down off the lift, I was pretty excited. And this whole experience has brought me, my dad, and my brother a lot closer. I think they won't treat me so much like an idiot anymore because, I mean, that's a hot bike. And that's me, baby.
Is there any protection with that helmet, or is it just pretty?
Yeah. Yeah. I was really glad that my mom came down to the shop to see my bike. Because now that I'm working a lot, I really don't get to see her as much as I used to.
That's a nice color, right?
Like it?
Did a great job.
And the way she was looking at my bike, I could tell she was very proud of me.
It's beautiful.
I love you, Mom.
Good job.
Take, let the clutch go. Yo. You know what? I never thought I'd see the day when I'd see Mikey tooling around on a bike. Let alone one that he designed himself. It was quite a sight.
My dad and brother are always going on and on about how great it is to ride these bikes. And now I know exactly what they mean. It was really great to take my bike for the first ride.
You know, the longer I waited for him to come back, the more I thought about him flunking that driver's test.
Where the hell is he? Now I'm getting nervous.
I was nervous enough taking my bike out for the first time, and next thing you know, I look in the rearview mirror, and there's a cop on my tail.
Should have come back by now, no?
I'm gonna go get my car. See what's going on.
No, I don't know what made me happier. Watching him ride that bike or seeing him get back to the shop in one piece.
When I got back to the shop, my old man was just grinning from ear to ear. And to see that look on his face, it felt damn good. Damn good.
Awesome.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks a lot, Pop.
All right.
You know, we were supposed to head down to Laconia this morning, but last night my son Danny, his wife, had a baby boy.
So we're on our way over there now to see the newest addition to the family. His name is Danny Boy.
What do I got to do, hold this thing?
Well, plug it in.
Come on, open it up. Generally, babies, to me, when they're first born, they don't seem to be that cute, you know what I mean? They're all, like, not the right color and stuff like that. But the baby, it almost looked like he'd been at the beach or something.
Yeah. He sure got that Tuttle look, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Looked like he had a tan. He had, like, a full head of hair.
Can we take him to Laconia?
Basically, I thought he looked a lot like me.
Okay, just like that?
They're all out.
You know, we spend all this time and energy building bikes, arguing and everything.
Hey, baby.
But, you know...
Hi, Danny boy.
When you hold a tiny baby in your hand, you really realize how insignificant everything else is.
He burped.
And it really gives you a whole new perspective on life.
It's better.
Mikey, it's your turn.
Hey, Danny boy.
We'll see you later, buddy.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Have a
nice
trip.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
see you
tomorrow.
Lock it up.
All right.
I'll talk
to you. I have another
thing. All right. We better hurry up and get on the road. We've been coming to Laconia for about the last 4 years.
It looked like that would be your bike.
Oh, yeah. This is my baby.
But this one is a little bit special because this is the first time we're bringing the Mikey bike.
How you doing? It's my bike. I was really surprised how positive the reaction was to my bike. I mean, people really seem to like it, and that's cool.
Looking really good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's not like I'm going to go out and open up my own bike shop or anything.
That's sweet.
Pull those taillights off of some kind of old Cadillac or something.
But I really enjoyed doing this, and I really couldn't have done it without everybody's help. You know, a year ago, we unveiled the jet bike at Laconia, and so much has happened since then. You know, we've built so many bikes, and the company's growing so incredibly fast. And I know we've had our ups and downs, but somehow we always seem to pull it off, and I guess that's what really matters.
You know, sometimes things get crazy and whatnot, but the only reason for that is because we're passionate about what we do. If you ask me, OCC is not about the bikes that we build. It's about the people that build them. The bottom line is that we're a family. We're a family that builds great bikes.